Hello. Think about the fruit of the Spirit, continuing our journey through. And the rubber's hitting the road. Love, joy, peace, wonderful. Give me more. Patience. Yeah, okay. Kindness. And today, goodness. Goodness. And I spent a bit of time thinking, what's the difference between kindness and goodness? Well, I think I got to the point where I can see the difference between the two. Because I think kindness is something you can see in the way that somebody relates to others, and goodness is something that you see innately in a human being, to do with their moral character. Kindness is about their actions. Goodness is about who they are. Goodness is something which is prized and considered beautiful. You say, that's a kind man. And you say, that's a good man. That's a good woman. They are good. And it's not as cheapened as nice is. So she's a nice woman. Oh, she's nice. Oh, I like her. She's nice. It's very different to saying she's a good woman. There's something about trust. There's something about confidence. There's something about wisdom in someone who is good. I think about the birth stories of Jesus, and we look at Mary and we look at Joseph. And some translations say now he was a righteous man or he was a just man. But there are some translations that say he was a good man. And he treated Mary well. He was a good man. And in today's reading, we see Ananias, who is a God-fearing man. He's a follower of Jesus. He's a follower of the way. And he gets this message from the Holy Spirit to say, you need to go and pray for Paul. And what makes Ananias a good man is that he says yes to God. That he doesn't say, oh, Saul, who persecuted the church? I am here to tell you that Jesus doesn't like that. No, no, no. Ananias delivers the message of God. He is a good man doing good things. Again and again in scripture, Lydia and Dorcas are good people. I said it at the start of this journey through the fruit of the Spirit, and I'll keep saying it. These are not things we can produce just by gritting our teeth and trying really hard to produce fruits. Because it doesn't work like that. These are not the fruit of human endeavour. These are not the fruit of buying self-help books. There's only one book in the universe that can help us. And it teaches us that we don't help ourselves. It is him, it is Jesus, who is the one alone who can help us. Christianity is not about self-help. It is about realizing that Jesus can change me into the person I was meant to be. How does that work? It takes time. We begin by being soaked in the love of God. And eventually that love starts to flow out from us too, as the Spirit inhabits us and lives in us. It gives rise to joy and peace. They're like the next two holding hands. Love is the start, then joy, then peace. Patience, kindness are the ways we deal with ourselves and the way we deal with the world. And then you get to goodness. Goodness. It's like the next level. But it's not that we level up. He levels us up. It is the Spirit's work in us. All we have to do is to make ourselves open to what the Spirit is doing. Open your hands now in front of you. If you want to know more of God's love, if you want to feel more of God's joy, if you want to know more of God's peace, if you want to be an agent of God's kindness, if you want to be a burning flame of God's goodness, if you want to be someone who is patient, open your hands and pray after me. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. And then I want you to look around the room. Do you see somebody who you think they are a good person? What is it about them that makes them good? And what are the flaws that you see in you that mean you don't think you're a good person? Or you may think you're a good person. Then pray now that Jesus would deal with the flaws and help you to be more like that person, more like Jesus. I think more people will come to know Jesus for themselves if they see patience and kindness and goodness in us, that is the fruit of God working in us, than in 10,000 words that we say to them about the doctrines of the church. Lord, will you make us attractive? When people look on us, may they see you and be drawn to you. Will you grow in us the fruits of the Spirit? Lord, make us the soil in which your fruit can grow, for your name and for your glory. Amen.